You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us another opportunity to increase our knowledge this afternoon during the Q&A program in this month of Zulhijjah 1441 on this 9th day of August 2020. The Zakat Nisab is 10,582 rands and 78 cents. The minimum mahar is 529 rand and 14 cents. The mahar of Fatimi is 26,456 rands and 95 cents. Joining us for the Q&A is Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum Hafiz Wadi, Jazakallahu khairan.
First question for today. This person says that they have a shop that is 82 kilometers away from his residence and he's traveling every day. Is he considered a musafir on a daily basis?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For a person to classify himself as a musafir and traveler, the minimum distance the person has to cover is 78 kilometers or more, or 48 miles and more. However, from where do you count and till where do you count? We work with the municipal boundaries if you are going town to town, or what is known as urf. Urf means customary, traditionally, what is known as this town and that town and so forth. You will not calculate from your house and your home right till your shop or your premises, and then you say that it is 82 kilometers. So what you need to do, brother, is where you are living, so take the boundary of that town or city, and then where the place where your shop is, take the boundary of that place, and then see if it is equivalent to 78 kilometers or more, 48 miles or more. And if it is so, then you will be musafir and traveler. And if it is less than that, then obviously both places you will have to read full salat. Another issue you should also take into consideration is that if you are in a place, for example, let's just say your house is in ABC place and XYZ place, remember, is your shop and is 100 kilos or more or whatever you, and in between sometime you'll be stopping, so remember then also you are musafir and there you will read two rakats. But once you enter your home and you end your residential place, remember then even for 5 minutes, 1 minute, whatever, then you must read the full salat, and there'll be no qasr. So you have to do some recalculating to define your status, whether you will be a musafir or you're a muqim. Musafir means that for Fajr you will read 2 and 2, Zuhr you will read 2, Asr you will read 2, and Maghrib you will read 3, Isha you will read 2 and 3 according to the Hanafi school, and the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's 2 rakats will suffice. You don't have to read the witr. However, if you are reading, performing salat behind the resident imam, then obviously you will be performing 4 rakat salat.
Mufti Sahib, did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say anything about the females in the farewell khutbah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Yes, 100%. You must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first mentioned, Inna Allah qad a'ata kulla dhi haqqin haqqa, that verily every person who's eligible to certain rights, Almighty Allah has given them rights. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man that you must be very concerned about your women, fittakun nisa, meaning that fittakullah fin nisa, fear Almighty Allah jalla wala regard your women folk, because either she will be your mother, either your daughter, your wife, your sister, and so forth. And even the wife's rights, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted on that historic and memorable occasion of Hajjatul Wida. Just see the double standards in the Western world. If you take South Africa today, it is said it's Women's Day. But if you just go and see a few days ago, they released some statistics and said that 112, I heard this myself on SAFM, so you must remember 112 women per day in South Africa are being raped. Now, how can a situation like that ever be justified? When you look at the Western world, you know, all these countries where they speak of democracy, so they are the ones who allow the prostitution to go on. It is legalized and everything. So what good is there that you say Women's Day, but you exploit the very women that you are supposed to be safeguarding and protecting? So Islam is the only religion on the face of the earth that has come to give the mother her honorable place and say al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that beneath the feet of the mother, remember, lies paradise and Jannah. You will find words like that in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, that the wife, who is the best husband? Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, treat your wives with love, justice and equity and respect. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِيكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The hadith is authentic, the saying of the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmidhi Sharif, that the best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. And remember, I am the best to my wives, honorable wives and my children. And then you see daughter, you see today, you go to India, you go to some Arab countries, when they are given the news that their wife gave birth to a daughter, a female, then they are very, very upset. And in the days of pre-Islamic days, the days of Jahiliyyah, they would commit infanticide or feticide. So they would even the murder their daughters. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, that why were you killed, O daughter? You are ma'asum, you are innocent. So this is what we see. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ, who brought up 1, 2, 3 daughters, subhanallah, كُنَّ لَهُ سِتْرًا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ نَارِ, that they will, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَام, they will be the one to prevent him from going to Jahannam, and they will go to Jannah. So it shows that all these are the virtues of the women, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters. So in Islam, we don't accept this year that one day in a year a Father's Day and one day Mother's Day and one day Women's Day. Nay, for us, it is part of our system on a daily basis, not just to be celebrated and honored on one day of the year. So that is the message of Islam regarding this type of issues.
Mufti Saab, is there any hadith that clearly says that we can't use human hair for any purpose?
If you mean that you want to use it, you understand, for, like, you know, wigs and so forth, so that is haram. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Verse 119, when the Iblis, the big Satan, the big Shaitan, Satan, was expelled from Jannah, he took various oaths, and one oath he said, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, I will surely command them and they will change the creation of Almighty Allah. So you must remember that that is unacceptable. Similarly, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاصِلَ وَالْمُسْتَوْصِلَ, that the person who gives the hair and the person who joins the hair, so both are cursed by Almighty Allah. So if you are speaking of giving hair for that purpose and so forth, it's not permissible. Study Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sirah Mubarakah and the honorable life history of the Master, peace be upon him. And right in the ending, chapter number 113, the second last chapter of the Noble Quran, وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. You know, today jealousy, envy, hatred, all those are rife and prevalent in our society and rampant rampant in our society. So what should people do? Be very, very careful. The Jews got a hold of the certain hair mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they made the jadu and sihr and witchcraft and so forth. Therefore, Islam teaches us, don't just leave your hair anywhere and so forth. People can use that hair to cause you harm as well. So that is the beauty of Islam, protecting and safeguarding us at all times, all places, and all circumstances.
Jazakallahu khairan for that, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, the ayah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, when was this ayah revealed?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Arafat. It was the 9th of Zilhijjah and the 10th year after the Hijrah. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this verse there in Maidan Arafat. And that is that the plains of Arafat, to show that as far as the halal haram goes, your deen is complete now. Yes, there will be secondary issues and other issues. The wahi and revelation will continue during the Mubarak blessed life of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. So our deen is complete regarding quantity, quality, all that. Wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. Allah has selected for you the deen of Islam. Therefore, any person, any individual, he or she seeks any other ism, so besides Islam, it will be rejected by Almighty Allah. وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never be accepted, and nor now nor in the future. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that person in the year after will be among the failures. Although in this world they did so many good deeds, they received their good deeds and the reward for the good deeds in the world. Chapter number 3, verse number 85. Hence we need to know our passport for everlasting pleasure, success, prosperity in the year after is Iman and Islam, our faith, our conviction. And therefore, as a Muslim, every one of us should be reading daily Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani Muslima. O Allah, let me die with Islam, and obviously Iman will be included. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And unite me with the devout and pious servants of Allah. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101.
Isab, is there any amal to read to sell a property?
Remember that people want to sell their property, people want to sell their cars, people want to sell some other items. Provided that merchandise and that goods are halal, then read Surah Li'ilah fi Quraishin abundantly, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will make it such, some customers will come to your house or to your shop or wherever and buy whatever you are selling and so forth. You know, people today got home industry and what have you. Similarly, that read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, let me receive things from your side, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, let me sell things also. You are the best of giver. So the people now in the, you know, lockdown, so we already, how many days gone now, 5 months approximately or more. So in that way there, remember that we are people are really struggling some places. So read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu. Read all these attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala abundantly. And daily, start today, not tomorrow. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah what is beautiful. 99 names, chapter 7, verse 180. And in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned, Man ahsaha dakhal al jannah. Whosoever by heart it, whosoever memorizes it, the 99 names of Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will admit that person into paradise. Today, our masajid, today, our homes, we have some places the 99 names of Allah, but very few are reading it. Every member in the family should read the 99 names of Almighty Allah daily, regularly, and punctually, and see how our iman, our faith will increase, our love for our Creator, Almighty Allah, will increase. And it's a win-win situation if you just reflect and study every attribute of Almighty Allah. Husband, wife fighting, parents, children, no respect now by the children, daughters, sons. You know, I travel here and there, and every town I go to, almost you will find these problems. Read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you bring about the love within our hearts for one another. And then you find people are so ill, so sick, and whatever you. So somebody corona, somebody other illnesses, sicknesses. Allah give everyone shifa-e kamil. Read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salam. Some people retrench, fired, and don't have work, and really worried and concerned. So read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. Read Lila fi Quraysh in Surah Quraysh. Abundantly, Allah Jalla wa Allah will open so many doors for you, inshaAllah. Whenever you enter your home, the hadith in Tabarani, read Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thereafter, read Qul huwallahu ahad, the entire surah, Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112. And thereafter, read Salawat alam Nabi al Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See how Allah will make the means, and you will become enriched as well with the help, grace, and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Mufti Sahib, when a person embraces Islam, will all the minor sins and major sins be forgiven?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala addresses this very topic in the noble Quran. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You address them, Ya Rasul Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the non-Muslims. Yesterday it was Tom, Dick and Mary, and today it is Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. We say for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, today is Hafsa, Aisha, Fatima, Zainab. So remember that now they embrace Islam and they abstain from the kufr and shirk, the blasphemy and polytheism. يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Their sins are forgiven of the past. And that is in chapter number 8 and verse number 38. Chapter 8, verse 38. So as far as the rights and obligations of Almighty Allah are concerned, so all that are forgiven. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى expounded and elaborated on that. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad, Innal Islam Yahadimu Ma Kana Qabla. Verily Islam, it expunges and demolishes and removes and eliminates all the sins of the far of the past regarding the violations against Almighty Allah. But yesterday that person's name was Tom, Dick and Mary, and today the person is Abu Bakr or Aisha or whatever. So in a case like that, that does not mean if he owes me 1,000 rand, he owes another person 10,000. So all the hukukul ibad, the rights of people, human beings, Muslim or non-Muslim, all that must still be fulfilled. It doesn't mean you embrace Islam, so all that also is waived off. No, the rights of human beings, that has to be fulfilled, and that person still has to do. So yes, you look in Abu Dawood, you will find one ajeeb wa ghareeb waqiyah, an ajeeb, very, very strange incident. One person came and subhanallah, he fought on behalf of the kuffar, the non-Muslims. Suddenly he left. You know, they in the political jargon they say that he left his party. You know, he crossed over. So he joined the Muslim. He recited the kalima and he became a true sahabi and a companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he fought gallantly on behalf of the Muslims. So much so, before the next salat could come, he passed away, became a martyr and shaheed. Subhanallah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave great tidings. He's min ahlil jannah, the people of paradise. He never performed one salat. He never kept one fast. He never did any hajj or anything. But what happened? With love, sincerity, he embraced Islam. And then he showed his true mettle. And he showed his true iman. He made the supreme sacrifice. and he gave his life in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you, my dear brother, sister who embrace Islam, it must not be because you want to marry that boy and marry that girl and so forth. It must be done sincerely, solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him. And remember that then Almighty Allah will forgive all your sins, the minor ones and the major ones, that are the laws that we trample upon of Almighty Allah. But people's rights, that must be fulfilled, as I explained.
Sahib, many people are not receiving Mufti Sahib's Nasiha anymore. Please advise Mufti Sahib.
Gee, Alhamdulillah, now we are back on Telegram. It's a new platform, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward people who are helping us. So what you need to do, everyone, just now before the program, I just saw my phone and one person said, please, please, I'm not receiving it. Alhamdulillah, we are sending out the Nasiha daily. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, reward Mona Ahmad Dokrat Hafidhullah for all the services he's rendering to the Ummah. And remember that what you need to do, just follow these footsteps, these steps that I'm giving you now. Number one, you go to your phone, all these smartphones and all these modern phones and what have you. So you will see Play Store. And there in Play Store, you will find an app. And that app is called Telegram. So now you have to then install it, download it first, and then you install it into your phone. And thereafter, remember that you look for my link. I send it out to hundreds of thousands of people. And if you can't find it, then just send me a message. Don't make long, long stories. Just send a message, Telegram. And the number, you send a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Then after the Q&A, inshallah, we will send you all the links, and thereafter you join us, and then you will receive all the podcasts, all the nasiha, the news and everything, inshallah, you will receive. So otherwise, easy way, you go to our website and there you will find everything, inshallah. Mufti AK Hussain, MUFTIAK, then Hussain, it's one word, AK Hussain, HOOSEN, Hussain, HOOSEN.net, and there you will find everything. So inshallah, there also you can get some joy. But best is you want the podcast, so in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, you can listen to it and so forth. So you just follow these steps which I mentioned, and inshallah, you will start receiving it again.
Mufti Sahib, this person's car got stolen. What can they read for the recovery of the vehicle?
First and foremost, when a calamity, disaster of this nature, of this magnitude takes place, today car is 100,000, 500,000, 1,000,000 and more. So very expensive is a brand new car and so forth. So what must you do? First thing, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily, we belong to Almighty Allah, and unto Allah is the return. That's the first reaction of a Muslim. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to the Muslims. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا. That when the calamity strikes them, then they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِرَاجِعُونَ. Chapter number 2, verses 155-156. Second dua Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Umm Salama radiallahu anha. Allahumma ajurni. Join the meme with the hamza. Allahumma ajur, or alif, let's call it alif rather. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Almighty Allah, that you reward me in my calamity. Meaning, you give me something better. And there's the second part, wakhlufli or wakhlifli khayran minha. Ya Allah, you grant me a better replacement than that musibat and that calamity that struck me. So, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wakhlifli khayran minha. And you grant me a better ni'mal badal, a better substitute, Ya Allah. So, that that is, and open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, all the famous hadith kitabs, you'll find it. Third one, I just spoke to you now about the wonderful, beautiful 99 names of Allah. So what you want to read? Read Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. I won't mention the name. One person contacted me now during the Eid time, Qurbani time, and he said that all the animals that were wajib, compulsory, they slaughtered it. But he brought three goats. And remember, for Isa Ali Thawab, one for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, one for the Ummah, and one, you must remember, for his beloved parents or father who ever passed away, and so forth. So while they were going, one goat ran away, and they could not find it. Lo and behold, he started reading and making dua. So which dua are you going to make when something ran away like that? So he read, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Allah, gather me with that that is gone. Lo and behold, when you read that, therefore I tell you, every name of Almighty Allah, Rabbana innaka jami'un nasi liyawmil la rayba fi. So Ya Allah, you are jami', you one who assemble, you gather. So you say, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, and Allah will bring that back to you. Lo and behold, the goat or whatever animal it was, it came back and so forth, everything ended up, you know, happy story. So it wasn't a sad story. So very good when we do all this. So Allah ke asma mein ta'athir hai. There's great impact in every honorable name and beautiful name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, what is the virtue of learning the 40 ahadiths?
The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. You must remember, you learn 40 ahadith, you learn 40 this, 40 that. Then, yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati faqiha. Then you will be, inshallah, resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as an alim, as a scholar, and so forth. Therefore, you see great, great ulama, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, his arba'een, his 40 ahadith, is one of the most famous, and in some madrasas, darul ulums, and jami, you will find is part of the curriculum and the syllabi. So many, many muhaddithin, they wrote 40 virtues of Makkah, and they gave Quranic verses, ahadith mubarakah, or 40 ahadith regarding Madinah Munawwara, or arba'in ailil Masjid al-Aqsa, 40 ahadith regarding Masjid al-Aqsa. So that is the reason, you must remember, they did so, because there is virtue mentioned. So therefore, remember, we won't say that this is something new and innovation. It is something that is part of Islam. And we have our giants, the Jibalul Ilm, that the people who are the masters of Quran and Sunnah and Fiqh and so forth, that they already compiled this type of books as well. Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq, that we read this type of books and take lessons from it.
Mufti Sahib, that brings us to our final question before the break. This person says they have made khatam of the Qur'an-i Kareem, but they have not yet made the sajda. Please advise.
Remember, the sajda-i tilawat, we should always know these 2-3 discussions. What is the ruling regarding sajda-i tilawat? Only Hanafi say it's wajib and compulsory upon the reciter and the one who heard it. And Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say it's sunnah. So what will be the thamaratul ikhtilaf, as we call it? So what will be the difference if that person passes away and he or she did not perform the sajda tilawat? So according to the Hanafis, wa athimun, he will be considered a sinner. And according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbalis, there will be no sin upon that person who did not perform the sajda tilawat. So that's one issue. Second issue will be that, remember, we all agree, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbalis, Hanafis, that the sooner you perform the sajda tilawat, the better it is. And third one, if you completed your Quran Sharif, you're following the Hanafi school, so then 14 sajda you make, but not after Asr or after Fajr. Like now, you can do it before Asr, no problem. And remember, Shafi's also say 14, Hanbalis say 15. There are 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran Sharif, and the Maliki say 11. Subhanallah, one issue two, four different verdicts. Hanafi say 14, they omit the one, the second sajda of Surah Hajj. Shafi'i say 14, they omit the one in Surah Swad. So it shows that how you can differ, and everyone has got their own dala'il and evidence. It is not based on one's fancies and own lust and desires or something like that. Nay, it is based on ijtihad, and the ijtihad that is independent opinion based on Quran, Sunnah and so forth, or fatawa, verdicts of Sahaba. So therefore we should understand how the jurisprudence works in Islam.
For that, Mufti Saab, that brings us now to the break. And to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, as well as internationally, inshallah, we'll be continuing with the Q&A after the break, right until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. To you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, as well as internationally. Mufti Saab, in this month of August, there has been heavy winds. Many people are getting very, very concerned. Please advise if there's any du'as to recite.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa aziz will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire universe and creation. Hence, when one studies the various adiyya, du'as, so you will find supplications that were recited and read by Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the following: Allahumma ij'alaha riyahan wa la taj'alaha rihan. These are simple du'as and supplications we should learn. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, make it a productive wind. Allahumma ij'alha riyahan, wala tajala rihan, and not a destructive wind. We know the damage the wind can cause, the hurricanes and the tsunamis and the floods and so many other issues. So that's the first dua. Allahumma ij'alha riyahan, wala tajala rihan, Mishkat Sharif. Second one, Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fi wa khaira ma ursilat bi. Ya Allah, I'm asking you the goodness of this wind and whatever it contains and whatever it is sent for. So remember, always a Muslim ask for khair. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fi wa sharri ma ursilat bi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the evil of it and whatever it contains. So if you do not know the Arabic words mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations, so read it in any language that you're comfortable with. Ya Allah, the wind is blowing, and Ya Allah, we ask you for khair and goodness. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the sharr and the evil. So that much at least we should do, inshallah. And something else we should become, you know, make this part of our routine and our system daily, whether it's 50 cents, whether it's 1 rand, 2 rand, and whether it's packet of biscuits, whether it is, you understand, water, whatever it is. So give out charity daily and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for khair to envelope us in His special mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Ya Allah, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Include us, Ya Allah, in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is how we attract the special mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah grant us tawfiq.
This lady wants to know if a nikah is still valid, as many years ago she strayed and she had a relationship with her husband's uncle.
You must remember that if this lady had a relationship with this husband, with her husband's uncle, father's brother, mother's brother, Allah forbid, obviously we know that it is adultery, and we must also remember the punishment in Islam for adultery is the death penalty. So both of them were married, she was married, the uncle married, then remember the death penalty for both of them, 54 sahaba. Sahaba, beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the hadith of the death penalty. And remember that if she's obviously married and her uncle was not married, the husband's uncle, then remember for her is the death penalty, and for him is, you must remember, the fornication he committed for her adultery, 100 lashes in public. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse number 2, Almighty Allah states, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَةَ جَلَّةٍ. When both of them are not married, then give them 100 lashes in public. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفًا. Don't show mercy and so forth. Imagine Islam wants to promote and advocate a pure and a chaste society. And when we juxtapose and compare this with today's world, remember this is the harms and the consequences of a secular system. So they will tell you, as long as there are two consenting adults, it's a private matter. So finish, end of the story, no punishment. So therefore you find people, Muslims, have also strayed and went and got involved in this. So remember, your nikah to your husband is still valid, and you must make tawbah and repent. And remember, your husband, now he knows about this incident, he has 2-3 options. Option number 1, he can divorce you. Allah forbid, because of your own, you know, adultery and action. Second one is, he can forgive you. Third one, he can have a temporary separation and say that he's thinking what to do and so forth and so on. And similarly, when the husband, because today husbands, Allah forbid, many of them, obviously we don't say all, but they are having affair upon affair, so you, the wife, can demand and request a talaq, a divorce, because you are tayyibah, you are pure and chaste. And the women, the men who commit these type of crimes, fornication, adultery, Allah protect us. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The men that the impure will go for the women that are impure. The word used is khabith, so immoral, impure. So now when the husband commits this crime, you, the wife, remember, you can either demand and request a divorce, or you forgive him, second option. Third one, that remember, he doesn't want to give a divorce, you go to the ulama or the organizations you have confidence in, and you apply for a fasakh, annulment of marriage. So all these options are available to you, so you can exercise which option you feel is the best in your situation.
Mufti Saab, this HIF student is having challenges learning the sabak. Mufti Saab, please advise.
Remember, regarding the previous question, we all know in South Africa and 99-95% of the countries today in the world, these punishments will not be meted out. So you, as a Muslim, Muslimah, sincere tawbah, and cry to Almighty Allah. We all can commit sins, we all can make mistakes and get carried away, Allah forbid. So keep on begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. And remember, what is the sign that our tawbah, our repentance is accepted in the court of Allah? In future, we do not commit that crime again. That is a sign that it is tawbah and maqboola, that our tawbah, our repentance is accepted. Always use that as the barometer, as the criteria. Regarding you, my son, my daughter, you are becoming a hafiz, you 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and now you're learning, you're going forward, learning your sabak, your lesson, but your back lesson you're forgetting, or is very, very kachu, that's the word they will use, is very, very weak. So you yourself know that you're fooling yourself. So you need to do 3 things, my son. Number 1, you need to be honest to your parents and your teacher as well. Say, it's fine, I'm going front, but I don't know much at the back. So a good idea will be, for 1 month, 2 months or whatever, that let me stop the lessons and make my back sabak, all the Jews, all the paras I learned, let me make that solid. So you need to be honest to your parents and your teacher, 1. 2 will be that to make your hifz easy, because you feel you have a weak memory, or because you are just forgetting and failing in whatever you know, you want to become hafiz. So read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, and Allah, again, the name and attribute of all Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala is the most powerful. So Ya Allah, grant me a retentive, powerful memory, Ya Allah. Third one, you see, tonight will be the night of Monday. Hey, Laylatul Ithnain, Islamically, the night precedes the day. So when it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night in English. So after Maghrib, after Isha, you read four rakat salat, hadith in Tirmidhi, Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin, first rakat. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Juz. And third one, how we read the sunnahs of the Zohar, before Zohar, like that. So you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Juz. And then the last rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Al-Ladhi. And then you make dua. Now we know majority of the Ummah do not know these surahs by heart, these chapters by heart. So in a case like that, what you should do is, you look inside the Quran Sharif and read these four chapters and surahs in the same sequence. First Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, and thereafter Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and then Surah Mulk Tabarak Al-Ladhi. And thereafter you read two rakat and perform two rakat salat. Beg Almighty Allah for His help and divine assistance. And then you make dua. Allah Jalla Wala will make the hifz easy for you on Thursday night, my son. And third one, remember that maybe you tell your father or brother to speak to the ustad, that remember that maybe the sabak can continue, but few lines. Instead of taking one whole page, 13 lines, so you take 5 lines, 6 lines, half a page, and you concentrate more and more on the back sabak, your back lessons. Because once you're going to forget it now, then in future, after 2, 5, 10 years, then to relearn it becomes very, very difficult. So rather address and redress the situation now.
What advice does Mufti Saab have for a girl? She wants to forget this boy who was not compatible with her with regards to Deen, Mufti Saab?
Sometimes you must remember our daughters, our sons, they have such hopes and aspirations and think that this is the right boy for me. And our son says that this is the right girl for me. But lo and behold, ma sha'a Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha'a lam yakun. Whatever Allah has decreed will happen. So she was sure that, you know, her parents will agree. When the parents, you understand, interrogated and interviewed this boy who came to see their daughter, they were not very, very happy and impressed, and then they declined the proposal. So now she is devastated and so forth and so on. She thinks the Qiyamah came. No, my baby, my daughter, you should not think like that. Number one, make the situation correct between you and Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned and despondent in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that's your starting point now for your future life. Whatever happens in life, remember, good, bad, happy, sad, you must always be one who has firm conviction in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So what is the first verse you have to learn? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. O Muslim, never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, once you have that, then your iman is on the right side and you're not going now on the wrong way. Chapter number 39 and verse number 53. Chapter 39, Surah 39, verse 53. Second one is this: tell your father, you, the daughters, that we will never get married without your blessings. Understand that. Give that assurance to your beloved parents. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, drawing our attention, and the authentic hadith Abu Dawood, Nasa'i, and so many works, Ibn Majah and Mishkat and whatever you, that remember, nikah is not valid without the permission of your guardian. So who's the guardian? The father, or biological father, not adopted father and stepfather and all that. So your biological father, as long as he's Muslim. Second one will be your dada, your paternal grandfather, the opa, pasapa, the jadda sahih, as we call in inheritance. So that will be. Then the brother and so forth. So he must give permission, then that nikah will be valid. Third one, that you thought that parents servants will be highly impressed with the suitor, this person who came to see you, but they were not impressed. So don't go and challenge their decision and say, no, you're making a mistake, and this boy is good, and thus and thus. حُبُّكَ شَيْءٌ مِّي وَيُسِمْ. Betty, my sister, my daughter, you know when we were in school 40, 50, 60 years ago, so what happened? We learned love is blind. But they stole this from Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you like and you love something, it makes you deaf and blind. Not only blind, يُحُبُّكَ شَيْءٌ مِّي وَيُسِمْ. It makes you blind and deaf. You don't want to reason, you don't want to do anything. So you daily read 2 rakat salat and say, turn to Allah. Ya Allah, that this boy was not meant to me. For your love, for your pleasure, now finish. No more contact, everything deleted. It wasn't permissible in the first place. But now for your love, I'm deleting it and listening to you, listening to my parents, and taking the noble teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرَ يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِّمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. If you only understood this verse, Allah Jalla Wala will motivate and inspire you in so many situations and circumstances. Allah Jalla Wala knows the goodness in your heart, that you are sincere. And remember, now things did not work out. So يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِّمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Certain thing is taken away. You felt, this is the guy for me, this is my Prince Charming. Oh, the boy thought, this is the girl for me, the girl of my dreams, the one with the green, green eyes and the brown, brown hair and the blonde, blonde head. That. But now things didn't work out. Her father said no. So when you now have goodness in your heart, certain thing is taken away from you, Allah will give you khairam mimma ukhidha minkum. Allah will give you something better compared to that which was taken away from you. Wa yaghfir lakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins, all the messages you were sending, all the phone calls you made. So Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse 70. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that is our advice for our youngsters, because they're bursting with energy. They're bursting even now with the phone, sending message to his girlfriend, to the boyfriend, to his mistress, and to the sugar daddy and all that. All haram from A to Z. Stop all that haram and say, Ya Allah, my love for you prevents me from falling in love with that haram person or haram lady or haram male, whatever it is. So having a haram relationship, that is what the Muslim has to do.
Mufti Sahib, is there any specific dua to read for protection from nazar?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the noble Quran so many verses. Let's look at them for at random. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is sending his sons from Palestine, today occupied Palestine, to Egypt. And then he says, oh my beloved sons, now you go. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I remember vividly and clearly that when we were leaving for school and madrasa, we were not mature, we were not baligh, and our beloved father, mother would say, go beta, go son, khuda hafiz. So that is in our terminology, that Allah ke hawala. So you must remember, you go in the name of Allah, our trust is we put in Allah. So yeah, the best dua you read, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best one, protector, and to take care. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, أُقْبَى بِنْ عَامِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Go open Sahih Muslim, go open Musnad Ahmad, you will find مَا يَتَوَذَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمَا. No person can seek the protection better than reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Therefore it is sunnah to read it after every salat, every fard salat. So you read it, Allah will protect you from the internal and external enemy. Internal enemy, our ego, our desires, our passions, lust and desire. And remember external enemies. We all know so many enemies we have, the shayateen and people who come and so forth. They will try and hijack and steal our iman, our Islam. So you read that on your flowers. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And Ayat al-Kursi you read, a'azamu ayatin fil Qur'an, one of the greatest verses of the noble Qur'an. This also is sunnah to read after every fard salat. So your beloved flowers, children, read on them as they are developing, growing up and so forth. And once they can read, then they should be reading it. And then in hadith in Bukhari Sharif, and what is that? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam would read for Nabi Ismail, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. And I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading it for Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma min kulli shaytanin wahamma wa min kulli aynin lamma. Open this and ask your local imam, Maulana, Sheikh there. He must write it down for you. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma. Ya Allah, through your complete words I seek protection. Min kulli shaytanin wahamma. From every shaytan. Shaytan in human form. Shaytan in jinn form. Min kulli shaytanin wahamma. And remember hamma, everything that is harmful, poisonous, dangerous. So hamma is the Arabic word. And the Zulu word, hamba. Ya Allah, take all the satanic forces away. Hamba, lo shaitan, lo satan. So you must remember that will be hamba. You understood, Lukolo? So he said, yes. So hamma, that is Arabic. Min kulli aynin lamma. And every evil eye. See the word there? Wa min kulli aynin lamma. So that is, read it, blow on your flowers. Allah Jalla wala told us, fattabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifa. You follow the custom and tradition of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Almighty Allah taught us, Surah 3 verse 31, fattabi'u ni, imitate me, emulate me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So parents, mothers, instead of just leaving your children with the cartoons and all that satanic things, do this. So Allah will let the children grow up. Where was I now? Yes, I was there in Komatipur. So one imam came, one person, one alim came from Malalan. This is beautiful part of South Africa, you know, Eastern Transvaal, we used to call it in those days, you know. You go to Barberton, Nelspruit and Malalan and all that. So you must remember, very, very beautiful, nice Mpumalanga. So anyway, so he said that, please, my wife is due anytime. So now, please, I brought the dates, make tahniq. So I called him, I said, come, I teach you something. And there's one Hafiz Absati, I said, come here. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the second Khalifa of Islam, what a genius giant he was. Now he, Hassan Basri, was born in Medina Munawwara. It lasts 2 years of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's Khilafat. And they brought him, now Hassan is a baby, to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He took the date, he chewed it, and he read, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give the Hassan, meaning Hassan Basri, after that, then when he was 14, 15 around there, so then they migrated to Iraq and so forth. So Ya Allah, give him the deep, profound understanding of Deenul Islam. Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa habibhu ilan nas. Make him beloved to humanity and the people. What a giant he became. So these are the type of du'as we should make when we are making the tahniq and so forth. So remember from birth already that you will find the du'as have started. So read all this and your children, your grandchildren will become qurrata a'yun. Aankho ke thandak ban jayenge. They'll become the coolness of your eyes, inshallah.
Our next question, what is the best name for a boy, a baby boy?
The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Inna Habbal Asma ilallah Abdullah wa Abdurrahman, where we show our abadiyat, we show our servitude, we show we are the slaves of Almighty Allah. So Abdullah, so the slave of Almighty Allah, the servant of Allah. Abdurrahman, the slave of Rahman, the one who's very, very gracious. So you take, you see Abdul Qadir like that. So you take any attribute of Allah and you put Abd in front of it, that's very, very good. But the best of the best is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. Hadith Tirmidhi. For you, my daughters, so now you are going to give birth and you gave birth to a baby girl. So what will you say? Amatullah, Amatur-Rahman, the female slave and servant of Allah, Jalla wa'ala, the female slave of Rahman, Qulid-Ullah, Awid-Ur-Rahman. Just before Surah Kahf, the ending of Surah Bani Israel, you will find, say Allah, or say Rahman, Ayyamma tad'u falahul asma'ul husna. Any name you call, Allah has wonderful, beautiful, magnificent names.
Next question that we have, Mufti sir, wanting to know that this person is going through depression continuously on, you know, schedule 5, schedule 6 medication, and unfortunately we cannot get this person off the medication.
Remember, the main schedule you did not use, my brother. You used schedule 5, schedule 6, and now you are addicted to it, and still it is not having the desired results and so forth. So why you don't go to the schedule 1, the most important one? And what is that? Quran Sharif. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاء. The entire Quran Sharif is shifa. So read, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَ Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. All of you, Allah protect us all. You're suffering from depression, worry, sorry, and so forth. Read abundantly Surah 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The dua of the Nabi, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And then when he was in the belly of the fish, read the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, whilst he was in and sick. Same chapter, Surah chapter 21, verse 83. Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. So that, Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me, whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Did you read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow, O person, schedule 5, schedule 6? Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught the Sahaba, and the Sahaba tried it. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. They tried it for non-Muslims and it worked for non-Muslims as well. So remember, Allah says regarding Anbiya alayhimus salam of the past also, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمُ قُتَدِي. These are the Anbiya, messengers and prophets, selected by Allah and not elected by people. Allah guided them. So follow in their footsteps. Read the Schedule 1, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif. So read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Read Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Read Surah Fatiha. Blow on yourself, and inshallah, no one can change you, my brother, until and unless you change for the better yourself. That is the greatest thing you have to do.
Sahab, that brings us to the end already of 60 minutes of this afternoon's Q&A program. To you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, internationally, we'll continue after the short break.